Blog Talk Radio. Good day to all of you. Welcome to the All About Jesus broadcast, coming to you live from HNLC Studios on Blog Talk Radio every second and fourth Tuesday of every month. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One, and I would like to introduce to some and present to others, by the grace of God, your host, my mother, Minister Ruth Ellis.
Glory to God. Lord, we thank you. Oh, we thank you for the anointing on today. We thank you because it's the anointing that makes the difference. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for being so good to us. Thank you. Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Your name is powerful. Glory, deliverance is in your name. Oh, glory to God. We rebuke any headaches today, any toothaches and mouth issues, and we come against any eye issues and back issues and knees. We speak the anointing of God over you right now. Why? Because we are looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, and is now, full glory to God, right now, sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Oh, God, we thank you for your anointing today. We thank you for the move of the Spirit today. Oh, glory to God. And while I'm praising you, I'm just going to go ahead and start praying. Why? Because you've been good to us. Father God, how we appreciate you. We appreciate you, and we come to you in the wonderful name of Jesus. We thank you for our life. You woke us up this morning. We thank you, dear God, for every heartbeat and for the blood. That's running warm in our veins. We thank you, God, because we know who we are. We know our name, glory to God. We're not confused, glory to God. We celebrate you with everything, every fiber that's within us. The psalm writer says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Father God, thank you so very much for your loving son, Jesus, who knew us before the foundation of the world, who knew us totally and gave his own life for us on purpose, because he knew in advance that we would need a savior, that we would need a redeemer, that we would need a deliverer. Lord, Father, thank you for Jesus, that we would need a friend. Oh, there's not a friend like Jesus. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, sweet Holy Spirit, living within us 24/7. You are our daily helper. You are our comforter. You are our teacher. You are our friend, and you are our guide. Holy Spirit, you are our illuminator. Oh, glory to God. That's where the anointing comes from. You are our illuminator for the Lord, knowing that our past sins are forgotten and forgiven, and we need not to be ashamed anymore. And also, Lord Jesus, we thank you for being reminded that We have an advocate. We have a priest. You are our Savior who loves us, who lives in us. We thank you in your precious name, and we give you all the praise, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Woo, Radio Land, Radio Land, God bless you today. Ah, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice, and we will be glad in this day. Ephesians 1:17-23, the word of the Lord says that our God, of our Lord and Savior Jesus, Father of glory, give unto you, beloved, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of revelation, the spirit of knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that we will be able to know him, to really know him, that you and I will see with our spiritual eyes and our spirit man being enlightened, that you and I may really know what is the hope of his calling, what is the awesome riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. When you and I received our salvation, we were no longer called sinners. We are now, thank you, Jesus. We are now called the children of, we are now called saints of the Most High God. We are now called his beloved. I don't care what kind of names they call us out there. We know that we are God's beloved. And every name has a name. Hallelujah. Whether it's here in this earth or this world or in the world to come. It says in Ephesians that every name has a name, whether it's here or whether it's Father has put all names, every single name under the feet of Jesus our Christ. And also covered with the blood. In the name, it says, at the name of Jesus, every knee one day is going to bow. And every knee and every tongue one day is going to confess that Jesus is Lord. Woo, to the glory of God the Father. There is this, that scripture there about every knee is going to bow one day. That scripture is so vitally important that it is written three times. It's three places. It's found in the Old Testament in Isaiah. Ooh, glory to God. Isaiah 45:23, Romans 14:11, and Philippians 2:10-11. Every knee. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I don't care what they're saying now. They don't want God and things. I don't care what they're saying now. But every knee is going to bow. And every tongue is going to confess. And that is vitally important to the believer. That is vitally important to the body of Christ. That is vitally important. Know this. Know this, beloved. Whether it's a place, whether it's a person, or whether it's a thing on this earth, Jesus Christ's name is above every name, no matter whether they tell you you can pray in his name or not. There is no greater name. and he is supreme. He is our living God. Whew, glory to God. You know, this evil plague, and people are still dealing with this, and we're still resisting it, and we're still rebuking it, declaring and decreeing. COVID is a name. According to our faith, it has to bow its knee. In other words, it is a defeated enemy. It is a defeated foe. And we, the body of Christ, we live at a certain address. It's called Psalm 91. Oh, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide. Glory to God. Galatians 3:13 says, we have been redeemed from the curse of the law. We walk by faith. We live by faith. And we do our part with corresponding action in Jesus' name. We don't deny its existence of that demon, of that plague. We don't deny its existence. We continue to resist, to rebuke it, and we refuse to receive that curse over us, in us, through us, or however it may be. We thank God for the medical community. We thank God for our doctors and all of those that are a part of helping the people to heal and to get better. God's first responders. We thank God for you, each and every one of you. And we ask God to cover you with the blood of Jesus and to cover your family. And we speak amen to that. Well, God bless you, Renee. I'm telling
God
you.
God bless you, Mommy.
God
bless you.
Thank you, sweetie. I am yet in celebration mode. I'm not getting out of it.
That is all right. Let the Lord have his way, Mommy. Let him have his way. It's a party. It's always a party when Jesus is present.
Come on now. That's right. It's a party going on in heaven every single day. Every time some mother's daughter and some father's son and some mother or father or granddaddy or whoever, every time somebody comes to God, heaven throws a party.
That's right.
They throw a party.
For each and every one.
For
personally.
Each and every one. Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
You know, we our personal family, we've been through a lot for these last few weeks. But guess what, my love? Guess what?
What's that?
Talk to me.
What's that, Mama?
God is still good. Girl,
he is still on the throne.
Yes,
he is still on the throne.
Yes,
and scripture says,
in
everything, give thanks. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus
concerning
us.
That's it.
In everything,
we give thanks. Yes, we do. My hallelujah belongs to him.
Amen. Mine too.
He deserves every bit of the praise.
Yes,
no
he
matter
does.
What.
Absolutely.
We serve a good God.
Yes, he is good.
All the time.
No matter
what's going on in our life.
Amen.
Now listen, baby, help me out.
Yes,
we
ma'am.
Still, I need you again over and
yes,
over.
Yes, ma'am. That's all right.
We are ready. We're ready to flow with the Holy Spirit and to see what the Lord has in store for us today. But
amen.
Before we do that, I need you to give honor and blessings to our leaders and our listeners. and take us through all the information that we need about the broadcast and the station and so on. And then we'll come back and get started.
All right. That's all right, Mommy. That's all right. Hallelujah.
All right.
To God be all the glory.
God bless
to
you.
God be all the glory. To God be all the glory.
Come on.
First and foremost, we give reference.
We give honor. We give homage.
We give adoration to our Lord and Savior,
Jesus the Christ.
No greater love. No greater love do we know than our Jesus, the Christ, who is our everything. We want to give respect and recognize our pastors. Chief Apostle Dr. Prince A. Miles and Pastor Lady Monica R. Miles of the International Gospel Deliverance Center Church located in Southfield, Michigan. We also want to give respect and recognition to our covering for this broadcast opportunity and our sponsors.
That's right.
And founders of Harvest New Life Church International, Apostle Charles E. Ellis and Pastor Patty Ellis of Plano, Texas. We thank God for them allowing us to have the opportunity, to be given the opportunity to be a part of the HNLC Studios broadcasting team, all for the glory and honor of God.
That's it.
We truly count this a privilege and an honor to share the word with you. Amen. If you have any prayer requests or praise reports of breakthrough or healings and or miracles that have happened and taken place in your lives as you have been touched by this ministry, please do not hesitate to email us. Contact us at harvestnlc at gmail.com. That is harvestnlc at gmail.com. Or call us at area code 214-897-9554. Again, that is area code 214-897-9554. We want to welcome the listening audience on this day. God bless you. Thank you so much for your support.
We
just speak life to you and speak life to your homes and your families and your households and everything that is connected to you. We thank the Lord Jesus for giving you his wholeness every area of your life.
Amen. Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful, Renee. You are such a blessing to your mother, and you are a blessing to the body of Christ. And I want to thank God for your program ministry, The Little One, the powerful meals that the Lord has been feeding us, the meals that you have been serving. It has been plentiful in the name of Jesus. It has been spiritually nourishing. And I thank God for using you and feeding all of us with God's precious word.
Amen. To God be all the glory. And I do, I thank God for you, Mommy. I really do. I thank God that you are still here.
Ooh.
You know, I thank God for that. I thank God that I still have my parents, you know, in the land of the living. And
thank
I'm able
you.
To just glean wisdom and understanding from you and Daddy. And I am just so grateful. I'm so grateful to you all. I'm so grateful for your ministry. I'm so grateful for the words that the Holy Spirit gives unto you to just minister and just really just impart wisdom. And
Amen.
It is just so beautiful.
You.
I love you so much.
God bless you. God bless you, honey. Well, this is where we want to go. The last time we were together, you gave us a brief review about our Abundant Life scriptures that we've been covering for several weeks now, the golden nuggets we have been chewing on and enjoying for these period of time. I call them our long life, abundant life scriptures.
Yes.
We are now on the portion talking about godliness. And
yes.
The last scripture that we dealt with, that I dealt with, it says how to walk godly before the Lord. Why, as believers, this is very important, and especially in this day's environment. We had dealt with the scripture in Psalm 4:3. The scripture says, but know that the Lord has set apart those who are godly for himself.
Mm.
And one of the things that we want to deal with today, and it says, and with our total trust and confidence in him, he will hear us when we call unto him.
Mm.
We gave definitions to what godliness means. I want you to give us a little review again on what is godliness. Why is godliness or godly lifestyle, why is it important to God? And why is it important to the believers, to us who claim our salvation, who walk in our salvation? Talk to me, babe.
Well, we went over in the beginning of last session the meaning of godliness, and godliness in the Greek dictionary is number 2150, which is the word Eusebia, Eusebia, and it means holiness, devout, reverent, or pious. And we examined piety, and we examined devoutness, and then we got into what godliness is not.
Mm-hmm,
and we
mm-hmm.
went to 2 Timothy chapter 3, and we were in looking at 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2.
All right.
And that is some of the things that godliness is not. We were looking at ungodliness.
And
2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2 says, for people will be lovers of self and utterly self-centered, lovers of money and aroused by an inordinate greedy desire for wealth, proud and arrogant and contemptuous boasters. They will be abusive, blasphemous, scoffing, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, and profane. And those are some of the things that are ungodly. And there are other ungodly things. Yes, that's just a short list, because there's another list that is found in Galatians chapter 5. You know, Galatians chapter 5 also speaks of what is ungodly, talking about the deeds of the flesh. And, you know, godliness, and you explained in last session, you know, godliness is being godlike.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
It's so important, because we are made in the image and likeness of God.
Yes.
That we, as the body of Christ, constantly be examples of who he is.
Of who he is.
And that we do not do things that will grieve the Holy Spirit, or that will defame the name of Christ, or that will, you know, cause people to turn away from him. We don't want to be stumbling blocks.
No, we do not.
We do not want to be stumbling blocks. And it is so important for us to be godly, because when you're godly, you are set apart.
Yes.
You are sanctified
for the master's
for
use.
Mm-hmm. You are sanctified, pulled out of something and put apart in something, put set apart in another grouping for himself. As you just read in scripture, God has set aside those who are godly
for himself. Yes.
And that
sweetheart,
is a precious thing.
That is a precious thing. And it may even, because the scripture tells us that the wide road is full.
It's crowded.
It's very crowded. Yes.
Yes.
And the wide road,
and I believe it's
that leads
the
to,
wide.
To
yeah,
destruction.
That leads to destruction. And narrow is the road that leads to life.
There are few that find it.
And that narrow road is a road that is compressed with pressure.
It is.
And that's what the Amplified says. It's compressed with pressure. A lot of people don't want to go through.
Yes.
They don't want to go through that.
Yes.
But that is the way to life.
That's the way to abundant life and everlasting life as well. Psalm 5:4 says, "For you, O Lord, you are not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness or ungodliness, and neither shall evil doings dwell with thee." God is a good God all the time, and he does not tolerate evil.
Amen.
He hates wickedness.
Yes, he does.
And one of the things I want to talk about, there's a few characteristics of a godly person that I'd like to bring out to you. One of them is a godly person must truly be in love with God. The word of God in Matthew 22:37 says that we should love the Lord our God with all of the heart, which is the spirit. Not just blood pump, but the spirit man that's inside of us. We should love the Lord with all our soul. And you said a few minutes ago, we are made in the image and likeness of God. We are three-part beings. We are three-part beings like Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, except we are spirit, soul, and body. We have a soul, which is where our thinker, our mind, our intellect, and all of that abides. We have emotions, which are our feelings, and the other part of that soul is our will, your chooser. In other words, you choose to serve him or you choose not to serve him. One of the things about the God that we serve, he gives everybody choice and free will. He doesn't make you serve him. He wants you to love him with all of your heart. So that's one of the characteristics of a godly person. You
and
love
the
Lord.
He wants
Go
you
ahead.
To love him on your own.
On your own. Nobody's
he
making
wants
you.
You to make the choice.
That's right.
To be in love with him.
In love with him.
To be
not for
in
what he
love
can give you.
With him.
Go ahead.
Because he is so in love with us.
With us.
He is so enamored and so in love with us.
Yes, he is.
If we really knew how in love he is with us, we would choose immediately to serve him.
I mean, look at what he did on the cross. Look what he went through before the cross. Look what he went through for you and I. It really boggles me that people don't understand how much God loves us. When the scripture says serve him with all means 100%.
Mm-hmm.
All means complete. Serve him with everything that is within us. Not for what he can give you. Not for the fishes and the loaves. Not for what I can give me. He's not a sugar daddy. You know, give me. But he wants us to love him with all of our heart.
And he wants us to love him for who he is.
For who he is.
Not just seeking his provision.
Yes.
And his hand. But he wants us to seek his face.
Yes.
To know him for who he is.
Who he is. You know, sometimes people don't call on him till they get in trouble. And then they'll call on him. But that's that, and he'll answer. He's merciful. He's a merciful God. He's a long-suffering God. And we thank God that he's long-suffering. Because he was long-suffering with me. Lord,
me too.
He was long-suffering. He was long-suffering with me.
He's still long-suffering with me.
And he's still
long-suffering with all of us. He is still long-suffering with the entire body of Christ right now.
He's still long-suffering.
And
I'm telling you,
thank God for his mercy, which is new every morning, that
every
he wakes
morning.
Us up to see a brand new day because he's given us time to get it right.
To get it right. Another characteristic of godliness is being able to truly, truly trust God. We got to not only love him, but we got to trust him. No matter what the situation, no matter how long we got to wait, no matter what changes come across our path, we must believe and trust him that he will come through for us every single time.
Mm-hmm.
Psalm 5:11-12 says, but let those who put their trust in God, let them rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, even while we're waiting for our change to come. Why? Because God defendeth us, and that everyone who loves his name, who really loves him, it's the Bible says he will bless the righteous, the godly, with favor. And you know, favor will take you where money can't.
That's right.
Talk to me, baby.
That's right. Favor will take you where money cannot. Favor will take you into some places and put you and bring you before great people.
That's what the word
says. Great leaders.
Yes.
Places where you thought that you would have never been able to go.
That's
because
right.
of the hand of God,
because
the favor
of, the hand
of God being
yes.
on our lives. But
yes.
the favor of God is on those who are godly, who are godly in their heart first. Because
yes.
God looks on the heart.
Yes,
he looks
does.
On the heart. Man looks on the outward appearance.
Uh-huh,
but
uh-huh.
God looks on the heart. So many
yes.
people can be misjudged and misunderstood because no one knows their heart, their
yes.
intentions. But the
yes.
Lord tries
yes.
the hearts all the time. We are his children, and he is trying our hearts all day, every day, to see what we are going to do, to see if we're going to follow his word, to see if we're, and he knows what we're going to do before we even do it anyway. So he knows whether the heart is pure or whether it is not pure.
And what that motive is of that heart. But
sweetheart,
our time is running. I really want you to read in your Amplified 1 Timothy 6:3-7 about godliness, because godliness is to the believer. It's valuable. It's a great gain. It's great increase. It's a great benefit, and it's in abundance. So if you would, how much time do we have?
We've got about 8 minutes. So I have time to read the scripture for a little bit, and then after that we can go into the birthing room. But 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 3 through 7. And I'm reading from the Amplified Bible Classic Edition, and all of us can follow along in our translations. It says, "But if anyone teaches otherwise and does not assent to the sound and wholesome messages of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, and the teaching which is in agreement with godliness or piety toward God, he is puffed up with pride and stupefied with conceit. Although he is woefully ignorant, he has a morbid fondness for controversy and disputes and strife about words, which results in," I'm in verse 4, which I can start over in verse 4. It says, well, let's just start over. It says, "But if anyone teaches otherwise and does not assent to the sound and wholesome messages of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, and the teaching which is in agreement with godliness, which is piety toward God, this person is puffed up with pride and stupefied with conceit. Although he is woefully ignorant, he has a morbid fondness for controversy and disputes and strife about words, which results in and produce envy and jealousy and quarrels and dissension, abuse and insults and slander and base suspicions, and," verse 5, "protracted wrangling and wearing discussion and perpetual friction among men who are corrupted in mind and bereft of the truth, who imagine that godliness or righteousness is a source of profit, a money-making business, a means of livelihood. From such withdrawal, and it is indeed a source of immense profit, for godliness accompanied with contentment, that contentment which is a sense of inward sufficiency, is
great
and abundant gain.
That's
for we
That's
brought
it.
Nothing
come on,
into
come on.
The world. And obviously, we cannot take anything out of the world."
Amen to that. Amen to that. Say that again about godliness with contentment.
And it
Read
is indeed a source of immense profit, for godliness accompanied with contentment, that contentment which is a sense of inward sufficiency, is great and abundant gain.
Yes.
For we brought nothing into the world, and
we
obviously,
didn't bring anything.
We cannot
We're
take anything out of the world.
So So godliness in dealing with contentment, that we are joyful, we are always giving God thanksgiving, we are being thankful not only to God, but even, you know, thank people when they do good things or do things for you.
Amen.
It teaches us how to be satisfied.
Amen.
You know, I was reading over in Deuteronomy 28:47-48. The God in the Bible, in the Old Testament, he was very upset with Israel because he said, You didn't thank me. You weren't glad. You weren't joyful. And for all these things, all the abundance that I give you and gave you, he said, I'm going to turn you over to your enemies. And I thought, whoa. I said, oh, Lord, I'm going to thank you. I'm going to thank you. I'm going to thank you.
Amen. So, we have a few minutes, Mommy. I want you to, I wanted to keep you abreast of the time. We've got about 3 minutes. And,
So we can...
Either, you know, you can go into the birthing room or give the priestly blessing, but this has been so rich. This has just
Thank
been
you,
so
Jesus.
Rich.
We want to encourage our audience. We want to encourage the believers and the listeners and those who don't know Jesus. Say this prayer with me. Dear Jesus, I love you. I want to thank you. I want to praise you. I want you to come into my heart. I need you. I need a savior. I'm just confused and baffled without you. And I need you now in Jesus' name. And for all of those who are coming to the Lord right now, he hears your heart. He hears your cry to him. And so we speak over you right now, the anointing of God upon your life, that the Lord will move in you, over you, through you, protect you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now. We thank you because you are a good God. The Lord bless you, Radio Land. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his beautiful face shine upon you. Let the Lord be gracious unto you. Protect you from all the evils of this world and give you his shalom, give you his peace. We want to go out praising him. He loves to be praised. The Lord loves to be loved, and he loves to be praised.
Yes, he
godliness
does.
It's godliness, it's righteousness, it's holiness. These things, there is no law against this.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Jesus. We want to
thank
you,
Lord.
Lord.
Oh,
we want to love you, Lord.
You, Jesus.
We love you for who you
are.
Oh,
we adore you.
We
Lord.
Thank you for what
we
you
glorify
are, have done for us.
Yes,
but
Lord.
We
thank
love
you
because of you.
Yes,
there's
because
no one
of who
like
you are.
There's
yes,
no name
Lord.
Like your name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh,
thank
come
you,
on,
Lord.
Let's pray. Oh,
praise
God.
You, Jesus.
Oh,
glory
God.
To you.